Welcome to In Good Faith. I'm your host, Stephen Cap Perry, and this is our Light the World Advent series. Light the World is a charity campaign from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that runs every Christmas season, inviting people to contribute to their communities, locally and globally, in ways that will change people's lives. This year's Light the World theme is Be Someone's Angel. And so instead of chocolates or toys, our Advent calendar will feature stories from some of our past In Good Faith guests about times when someone was an angel in their life or when they got to be an angel for someone else. If you'd like to find out more about Light the World, visit lighttheworld.org. It's day one of our Advent series. Are there angels in prison? Today, our guests will share both sides of the story, what it was like to minister to the inmates, and how much hope came from an angelic visitor. First, we hear from Grace Chipman, a master's student at Harvard Divinity School, who originally joined us in episode 191.
I was a volunteer teaching assistant at the Utah State Men's Prison. I helped teach a class on the history of slavery. And it was a really incredible experience going into that space, especially a space that's quite dark at times, but to be able to help my students and really be a light in their lives. It was really incredible for them to have about an hour or two every week where they could come to class and be safe and be treated like people. And it also was an opportunity for them to see that they were so much more than why they were in prison. And that through education and through all of our hard work, that they could see that they were capable of so much more. And even though I was the one volunteering in the prison and it was my job to help them with whatever they needed, we really all had such a strong bond and friendship. And while I was applying to grad school, my students were the ones who were helping cheer me on and really were angels in my life. It was the highlight of my week. And I remember the last day when I left, and it was my last day teaching in the prison, that they said to me that they were so proud of me and excited for me to go on to Harvard. And I think it's a reminder that as we serve others, that it's symbiotic, that they can also help and serve us as well. And I'm very grateful for my time in the prison, and that as we treated them as people and as students and capable of something, that they could feel just a small glimpse of how their Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ feel about them.
Next, we hear from Mark Miner, a close friend of mine who shared part of this experience in episode 132.
I had problems with alcohol and drugs in my teenage years, which resulted in me being in state prison in Arizona at the age of 17. And I just thought I could never be good enough for the God that I believed in when I was a child. But being in prison, I wanted to better myself. And so I got involved with exercise and education and every self-help opportunity. But I would specifically avoid anything that was basically spiritual in nature because I just wasn't ready. I'd been in prison for about 4 years. And one day I get called to the visiting room. I wasn't expecting a visit. And there was a middle-aged man there, and he was smiling. He said, "Are you Mark?" And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "I'm Dean Evans." And he shook my hand. And I said, "Well, nice to meet you, sir, but who are you?" He says, "Well, I'm the bishop of your home ward in Sierra Vista, Arizona." And right then I realized that this good man had driven around 140 miles through that Arizona desert in the summertime to come and see me. This is back in the 1970s. I'm not even sure he had air conditioning, but I know that he was there. And something inside of me said, "You know, you've been saying that you want to be honest. It's time to be honest." And so I looked at this good man and I said, "Well, Bishop, that touches me that you cared that much to come and see me. But I got to be honest. I don't know much about the church and I'm not even sure there's a God." And this good man looked at me and he smiled. And with a chuckle, he said, "Well, God knows he's God. And he sent me to tell you that he loves you. And so do I." And that planted the first seed in here that would eventually result and me coming to God for the first time in 10 years. The second seed was planted not long after. About a year later, we got to have one free phone call a year. You could call home anytime you wanted, but it was collect. So you got one free 5-minute phone call at Christmas. So I called my sister Leslie, who lived in Tucson. And growing up, we were best friends. She was 18 months younger than me. And she had always stayed active in the church. And in our conversation, she says, "Mark, I always pray for you." And I said, "Oh, save your breath, sis. I'm a lost cause." And she goes, "No, Mark, I know who you are, and I will never stop praying." And that planted the second seed. Within the next year or so, it was time for me to get out of prison. And for the first time in nearly 10 years, I dropped to my knees to find out the God that both Bishop Evans knew and that my sister knew, because it became important. And I found out that he was there, that he loved me. And in fact, when I prayed, I specifically said, "God, why do you want anything to do with me? I believe that you're there now, but why? Because I'm a convict, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an addict. And I've really messed up every opportunity you've given me and every instruction you've ever given me in my life. Why would you want to help someone like me?" And he simply, but profoundly said, "Mark, it's because I love you." And that changed my life.
Many thanks to Grace Chipman and Mark Miner for joining us again. Our Advent series was produced by James Sturtevant.